the sound of thunder. Don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words. F*** you, thunder. You can suck my d***. You can't get me, thunder, because you're just God's farts.
Who was that?
It's from Ted.
Wow.
You saw Ted, didn't you, Frank?
Yeah. Yeah, you liked
Ted. I love Ted. Oh, Ted, I don't remember that. My problem is I can't remember anything. You know, I remember that I liked or didn't like a movie, but honest to goodness, I watch them sometimes a second time. I don't even remember ever seeing the thing. I just remember, I remember I liked that movie.
Yeah, Groundhog Day, like I can literally line for line just recite the whole movie.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The Tuesday, November 27th edition. I watched a movie last night that I recorded about 2 weeks ago because I saw it was on one of the networks or Showtime. I think it was actually the CW network. And I watched it last night, and it's a great example of how you have movies that you know you liked when you saw them. And I've seen it about three times, yet for me, who am a borderline Alzheimer's patient, because I can't remember things, I can watch it, and honest to goodness, it's like I'm watching it for the first time, even though I kind of know, and I'll tell you what the movie was, and when I mention it, if you don't think this is a funny movie, there's something wrong with you. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh,
Steve Martin
movie.
And John Candy.
Yeah, we just went and saw it at the theater.
That's right. She saw it on a big screen.
Yeah.
Now, I had completely forgotten a couple of scenes, and I was I burst out loud like I'd never seen them before. And one of them is when they're on the bus, and they start doing that singing along, 99 bottles of
beer.
And so Steve Martin says, oh, okay, I got one. Three coins in a fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, some old song from
the 40s.
And everybody
turns around and looks at him all
like
at once.
Like he's an idiot. And then Candy goes, Flintstones, and everybody joins in. I'm telling you, that movie is not only funny, but it's sad. You know, and John Candy... Yeah. Let's put it this way.
You want to hurt me? Go ahead. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm an easy target. But unlike most people who I'm never surprised if I find out that in real life they're jerks, if I'd ever found out that John Candy was actually a jerk, I'd have been disappointed.
Yeah.
Because he just looks like such a nice, likable guy. When,
yeah.
You know, I know he's dead, but I just can't imagine he wasn't nice and funny and charming and, you know, just fun to work with.
I think it turns out he was kind of like that character. He had like a sad life, I think.
I'm sure he probably did.
Yeah.
But that movie, and of course the line, those aren't pillows.
Yeah,
that's the one everybody remembers.
How about that Bears game?
Yeah. But there's so many parts of it that are just, you know, when he gets up and just rips you, here's an idea. If you're going to tell a story, have a point.
Yeah.
You know, and he just tears him apart in that motel room, and poor John Candy, you go from thinking John Candy is a funny Del Griffith shower ring salesman to feeling so sorry for him.
Yeah.
And when he shows up at Martin's house, Neil Page, and meets his family, what a great moment. It's a great movie.
Oh, and that hotel room where he goes in and John Candy has used all the towels and Steve Martin has to dry off with a little washcloth.
And then he goes to rinse his face. He rinses his face in the sink and he looks down and Candy's socks are soaking in the sink water. Oh, man. Everything about it. He's taking a shower. He soaps his face up. The water shuts off. Everything about it. That movie... It's the greatest, and I know it's a Thanksgiving movie, but any time through the holiday season, it would be another good one. I'm sure you can catch it just about any time, especially you people who have that on-demand Netflix, whatever, Roku type stuff. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do not.
I don't today, no.
The well is dry. Well, the Burke segment, even though it never opened, it's officially... closed. Tonight, here's what we're going to do today. Take a lot of phone calls today because I apologize. Yesterday, I had so many stories I had to tell about Las Vegas and my weekend in Las Vegas that I wouldn't have time to take a lot of calls except for Jose's segment. So today, a lot of calls, especially first time. Go ahead.
I was going to tell you, Rick, I haven't put it up on the screen yet, but he was an extra on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Oh.
Yeah, because part of it was shot in St. Louis. Is Rick on now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's talk to Rick. Rick, how you doing?
Hey, I'm at the DM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. So where were you in the movie?
They had a bunch of us that had late model cars just drive the circle as background traffic to make the airport look busier than it was.
So that's it? You drove a car?
I drove my car.
So when you watch it, you go, that's my car!
Now when I watch it, it's like, no, my car's nowhere to be seen.
So they edited it out.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't even... I was on the cutting room floor.
Oh, my goodness. How disappointing. And you don't know that till the... Do they tell you that, or do you not know till the movie comes out?
You don't know the movie comes out.
So you're all excited. You tell your relatives, oh, I'm going to be driving in the movie, and then you're not even there.
Yeah, and for the extras, I don't know if you remember the old post office facility that was kind of between what's now the main terminal and the east terminal.
Yeah.
It was right before they were tearing that down, and so that's where they housed all the extras, and it was cold and rainy. And
was it a long day?
Oh, very. And it was just absolutely god-awful.
You know what? I've never had any interest in being an extra in a movie because, one, it's a very good chance you're not going to make the final cut, and, two, if you do, you probably can't even see yourself anyway. And like you said, it's a long day or two for a couple of bucks.
We have somebody in the room, though. That
yeah. Oh, I know. He knows exactly what we're talking about. Rick, thank you for the call.
Toodle.
Yeah. Well, I don't Toodles is a little Toodles. Bit metrosexual for me.
He's in the movies.
I don't. Well, you know what? He's gone Hollywood on this. Yeah, Toodles. Marv wants to jump in. I don't know why, but we'll find out. Hello, Marv.
Hey, guys. The show Dallas. I'm not Dallas. I mean Nashville.
Yeah.
Have you...
Connie Britton. I love it.
Oh, you do? You do like it?
Oh, I do. I do like it. Yeah. What I don't like about it is it's on a major network, so it's not, to me, realistic. You don't get any salty language. And in the music business, come on. I mean, they don't say... I mean it, darn it. You better not sign with him. You better stay with our label or I'll screw you over.
Melon Farmer.
Yeah, that's the only part I don't like, but I love Connie Britton.
Well, Hayden Panettiere.
Easy, Marv.
I haven't really had a chance to watch the whole issue, but I just was afraid maybe it's just going to be another soap opera.
No, it's actually very good. And okay. Connie Britton, you can't really go by me because I loved Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
And she was the coach's wife.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one,
too. That's a fantastic series. And it's okay. You know what? Nashville's not the greatest thing I've ever seen, but there's some good eye candy in there. And T-Bone Burnett did the music, who did the music for Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges. So music's pretty good.
And, you know, it was a big disappointment was Dallas. I started recording that, too.
I disagree. I could not disagree more.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't believe, and by the way, all the reviews are with me on this, that they rave about how they resurrected Dallas and did such a fantastic job of introducing the next generation. And by the way, Hagman dead. He taped 5 episodes. Finished his last shooting last June of the 12 they need for the next season. They're going to write in a way that after the 5 he dies, whatever that is, and it'll be fine without him because to me, the new generation of the Dallas Ewings is as powerful almost as the old. I thoroughly enjoy the new Dallas.
I wonder if it would be in bad taste if they do Who Shot JR again.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Well, yeah.
It's not about bad taste.
Yeah,
it's just been done.
I didn't watch Dallas the first time around.
Then you know what? Then I totally get why you don't like it. If you were a fan of the original, you'd really appreciate how well they were able to bring it back.
Well, maybe I'll watch it in reruns then. Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, Marv. Look at these phones. We didn't even ask for calls. I'll just go ahead and give the numbers since people want to talk. And that's fine. I love that. New callers especially, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Rick, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good.
Good, Rick.
Hey, let me first give my obligatory, long-time listener, second-time caller.
Okay, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Here's your useless trivia. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles that centers around St. Louis. What hotel is featured just for about
Oh, I know
seconds?
This.
I know it.
Peon knows it. What is it?
The Renaissance.
You are correct, sir. Very good.
Way to go, Peon.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. And the only way that I that stuck out is we used to run the national powerlifting events right there at that hotel, like every year going back to 87 or 88. And I was there every summer and had a lot of great times. And when I was watching that, I thought, oh my God, I was just there like a month ago. So there is your useless trivia for the day.
And I'm sure there's more. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I guess they did really shoot it in the winter. And what a great job they did, too, of conveying to the viewer misery. The misery of cold weather. The misery of having a car drive by and splash slush on you. The misery of being stuck in an airport and seeing the flights to cancel. I mean, it's loaded with misery.
Yes.
And it's still funny. So Jim is here. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Well, you too.
Thanks, Jim.
You too.
All right. Hey, last week, I think it was, you were talking about how you like liver and onions.
I do like liver and onions. If it's done right and it's not tough, it's great.
Oh, that's where I get it all the time. Right around the corner from your studio there on Lindbergh is a place that I get it all the time there. They got baby calf liver.
Now, what's the place?
Baby calf?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the place?
It's Sunrise. You go on Page to Lindbergh North.
Never heard of it.
And go north on Lindbergh, and it's just before you get to old St. Charles Rock Road, right next to an abandoned White Castle, because they built a new one on a rock road.
Yeah, do you own the place?
No. I just go there eat. You don't. If you're on a diet, you don't want to eat there.
Well, I'm not on a diet. I've tried that, and no thank you.
Because their fried chicken is out of this world.
All right, well, a lot of people say that. Few can back it up, but one of these days maybe I'll give it a chance. I appreciate it.
Check out their liver and onions.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Hey, Jim. Have a great one.
Jim. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jim. Steve is up next. We can get a couple more in here at least before we have to break. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
Hey, you know, given we have this huge national deficit.
I didn't hear about that.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe it wouldn't hurt if Mr. Obama took a couple 20s from the stimulus fund, went down to the corner Hucks by the White House, picked up some Powerball tickets. If there's any change, maybe he can get some Twinkies for the Secret Service guys.
Can you buy Powerball in D.C.? Do you know? Because it's not all over the country.
No.
It's not everywhere. It's 20-something states or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, though? Here, if he bought it and won it, it wouldn't make a dent.
No.
It wouldn't begin to fix.
0.005% of our deficit.
Yeah. It'd pay for three or four trips overseas, maybe the fuel. But good idea. Steve, appreciate it.
Maybe it'd pay for one trip in Air Force One.
Maybe a couple.
No,
not even. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. What is that? They say that cost, what, $10 million average every time they take that thing up in the air, something like that?
He could get it put on like a debit card, and then when he pulls up to the pump to fill up Air Force One, he could just slide that in.
All right, Steve.
All right, Steve.
Last I saw it was like $425 million. They're saying that.
Well, it's up to $500 million.
And it's going to go higher. Yeah,
it's going to go
the more tickets.
And here's the problem. Yeah. Everybody jumps in, which, by the way, as they do that, it just increases, it lessens the odds.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more people buy, the less, like you had a chance anyway. But what the heck?
Yeah.
We're going to get a couple, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, when it's 30 million or 50, who needs that? Dan, hello, Dan.
Oh, Dan's gone.
Dan's gone. Is Jim still here?
Yes.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, is this Open Line Tuesday?
It sure is.
Well, I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. We'll cover four fast points.
I'll second
that guy talking about the Sunrise Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that Daniel Schmidt car place is on Lindbergh there? That,
yeah.
Well, it's actually right at top of the hill, right across the street from. It's right up there over Northwest Plaza, but over that White Castle used to be that they closed up. It's right next door to that.
Okay.
And secondly, that guy was talking about the Renaissance Hotel.
Right.
You know, in the movie, it had the actual name of what it was originally, the Stauffer's Hotel.
Right.
Yeah, Stauffer's, yeah.
Yeah, and thirdly, really the part that every time I watch that movie, I laugh my butt off. When the car the car burned up and they're sitting on the side of the road and the whole side's torn up, and John Candy says, oh, that'll buff out. Yeah. That'll buff out.
I'm telling you, it's a classic. It to me, it's as classic as the Vacation with Chevy Chase. I mean, it's right up there.
Yeah. And the fourth thing I wanted to ask you, I've been to Reno, but I've never been to Las Vegas. Do they still use coins?
No. Oh, no, not for years, not for years and years and years. Well, I like the paper, and I, for a couple of reasons. It's little vouchers that they print out with a barcode on them. And the coins were fine, but
dirty
buckets, and you carry the bucket from machine to machine. Your hands are filthy. I'd much prefer the voucher ticket.
Well, the only thing I thought was fun about with the coins is that, like, you know, say you hit something for 50, 60 bucks, and it's spitting out the 200 coins or something.
Yeah.
You could grab a handful of coins, put in a couple to the machine on the left, a couple to the machine on the right, you might have another 40, 50 bucks on it.
If you're lucky.
You can't do that now.
Well, you can if you want to keep some cash in your pocket.
Well, if you want to use a lot of ones and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And then you just throw those in the other machines. But I'd much prefer the paper.
So they use all paper in Las Vegas, too, huh?
Well, they do almost everywhere.
Yeah.
Even
all right, well,
thank you. All right, thank you, Jim, right? Dan is back, so we'll go to Dan. Dan, you're back. Welcome back.
Thanks for taking my call. I lost contact over here at 70 and Grand with you guys. But anyway, I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, yesterday I was watching a TV on Cinemax. It's called Cinemo or something like that. But however, is that the movie, is it like a German Nazi type movie with Martin Landau in it? It's called The Couple. Have you ever seen it?
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, look it up or something like that. It's called The Couple. It's with Martin Landau in it. If you get a chance to watch it, it's a 3.5-4-star movie. You will love it. It's about the German and Jew. It is very good. It's very well acted, and you would love the movie. Martin Landau plays a great role in that movie. He sells everything that he has because he's a Jew in the movie.
And yeah.
He sells everything he owns to the Germans so he can save all his family from being killed.
Wow.
So, but if you get a chance to watch it, don't hesitate. Fantastic movie.
Thanks for
taking my call.
The Couple. Okay, I think you said that was the name, right? The Couple?
I think so.
Yeah.
A bad name, by the way.
Yeah.
I guess it sounds like a romantic comedy
or
something.
Yes, A Man and a Woman.
And it's obviously about the Nazi... I don't get how they put the names to some of these things. Let's talk to Marcia. Hello,
hi,
hello, Marcia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Let me check. Hang on. Fine.
Hey, listen, I can vouch for that restaurant.
I don't know why. Hey, Marcia, I don't even want to talk about that restaurant anymore because we've given them $6,000 worth of publicity already. I appreciate it, but if we keep talking about it, here's what will happen. Somebody else will call in and go, here's another restaurant.
Here's
another restaurant, but I got it. I got the name, and I really appreciate it. Now, what else would you like to talk about?
Well, what do you want to talk about? You're the big guy here.
I'd like to talk about you. I'd like to get to know you. Pion, do we have our getting to know you?
Hold on. Here,
hang on, Marcia. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get to know you before we take our break. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
All right. We need to get Bruce in place, Bruce Limpress, because he sings the Getting to Know You song. He's walking over to the studio orchestra microphone. Hang on just a second, Marcia.
Okay.
He's got a high voice, too.
Buse Boy used to be able to get him over there a little bit quicker.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what his
getting
secret
to know
was.
You.
Good job, Bruce.
Getting to know all about.
So, Marcia, let's start with this. Are you married?
Yes, I am. For 56 years.
Woo! 56? Wow. You don't sound old enough to be married that long. How old are you?
76.
You don't sound 76. A round of applause for a woman who does not listen to the voice of Del Mar Gardens and chooses to listen to the Fountain of Youth station. Children?
I have 3 children,
and
they're all 3 married, none divorced.
And you have a daughter who's a nun who is divorced?
No, none of them are divorced.
I did there?
I have 3 children, 2 boys and 1 girl.
Let's talk about your husband. Is he still around?
Yes, he is.
And
he's
going to
be 80 in May.
Wow.
So what did he do when he worked? Because I assume he's retired.
Yes, he is. Partially. He works part-time.
He worked with parsley?
No.
Partially.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
He's got a part-time job.
What about you, Marcia? Did you ever work?
Yes.
What did you do?
I cleaned houses.
Wow, that's hard work.
Yes, it is.
But it teaches you how to be good on your knees, I bet.
Right.
You get on your knees a lot. Well, it does. What I mean by that.
Rub a floor.
Yeah, well, it toughens you get calluses. It toughens your knees.
Yeah.
So did you clean, how many years did you clean houses?
About 12 years.
Wow, that's some tough work.
Yes, it was.
Toilets, the whole thing.
Pardon me?
The toilets, everything, right?
Yes,
scrub the floor.
Everything.
What did you charge average to clean a house?
When I cleaned it, I got about $8 an hour.
I think that's too much.
No, it wasn't.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You see what I did.
Man, I'm kidding. It ought to be if I did it, $80 an hour. If I
would clean it.
And then what else did you do? Did you ever do anything else?
I worked at a school.
Yeah? What'd you do there?
Didn't get paid.
Didn't get paid? Volunteer?
Yes. Yeah.
That's admirable. Well, Marcia,
Frank, the reason that I went to clean houses, my husband lost his job.
Yeah.
He worked for A&P, and they closed up. You probably never heard of the store.
Yeah, A&P Marcus.
Of course, A&P. My dad's favorite old joke he used to think was hilarious when we were kids is he'd go, "Oh, I've got to pull over here at the A&P.
Really?
That was my dad's big joke.
Pretty cute.
And the difference between you, Marcia, and my wife is your husband loses a job and you start scrubbing floors. If I lose my job, my wife will leave me. She'll just divorce me and find some guy with some money. It's true.
You poor thing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you acknowledged that I have a sad life. Marcia, it was a pleasure getting to know you.
Okay, it's a pleasure to be talking to you.
Call anytime.
I listen to you all the time.
You're beautiful. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, see, listen to that.
Nice.
Now, here's an elderly woman who sounds like she's 35 years old. Yep. And here's the secret. If you have any relatives, like parents or grandparents, and you catch them listening to that other AM station, that old people station, intervention. Yeah, thank you. Time for an intervention, because you are heading them, they're heading to an early grave. You are allowing them to, they might as well just hand them a shovel.
Yep.
And say, start digging a grave, because you're making yourself older by the minute listening to that boring stuff where nobody ever laughs out loud listening to that other station.
The process can be reversed, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can.
Yeah.
These TV things where they talk about reverse the aging process, and they have Andy McDowell and some cosmetics, that's not how you do it.
Mm-mm.
You do it from the inside. You do it by laughing. And nobody has ever listened to that other station and burst out laughing. It just doesn't happen.
No. We are the fountain of youth of radio.
Dan, we've said that already.
We did?
Like 100 times. Yeah, why don't you listen? Why don't you pay attention?
Oh,
said it,
I was listening
I think
to
100
the other
times, yeah. We have to take our first break, and it's a pleasure to make the first break to talk about a company that is the single longest-running advertiser we have. American Equity Mortgage has been part of this show for almost 21 years. And mortgage is one of those words that's a weird word. We always talk about if you came here from another country and you're trying to learn English, mortgage. Oh, that, you know, that's how you would think you'd pronounce it. Now, the T is silent, it's mortgage. And the other thing is that when you're in school, there ought to be, and we've said this before too, there ought to be a course in high school just called Life 101. And it teaches you about checking accounts and what a mortgage is, what real estate taxes are. Because when you get on your own and you get grown, as my daughter every day is experiencing, when she says things like, "What? What's FICA? What? What's? Hey, I thought I made this much money, but my check is only..." And she has a college degree. They don't teach you that stuff. They don't teach you what a mortgage is, or how it works, interest. None of that. What's deductible? What's not deductible? And by the way, anymore, what's not deductible is just about everything. There was a time when you could deduct sales tax on your car, all kinds of things, interest on your car payment. No, what were you going
to
say?
They are starting to teach that in school, because my daughter was just telling me that she has a class coming up next semester that is that exact thing, that they have a budget that they have to follow, they have to buy groceries, they have to pay their rent, they have
well,
to
Well, hallelujah.
Yeah, it's
what took
time.
So long?
Yeah, and I can't remember the name of the class. It's I can't remember. I'll find out from her what the name of the class is.
Well, it's long overdue.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know how many schools are doing it, but at least that one is. Here's the other thing you can do if you want to learn how to be smarter with your money, is you can just contact or call American Equity Mortgage and say, I think I've done a dumb thing here, but I know I'm not the only one. I maxed out my credit cards, and I'm in such a deep debt hole that I don't think I'll ever get out paying these minimum payments. I'm a homeowner. Can you help me? And the answer is yes, and they'll explain how. The rest is up to you. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. Tim?
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. Well, we just have normal stuff. You're looking slow on southbound 270, or I should say heavy, from Manchester down to Doherty Ferry. On westbound 64, a little bit slow, Hampton to McCausland, again 270 through Mason. Looks pretty good out through the Chesterfield Valley. A little heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. And already on westbound 70, you'll find it slow a little west of the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Morton Ice Melt. When winter's at its worst, you can count on Morton Salt to clear your way of ice and snow. Pick up Morton Ice Melters today and weather the storm no matter what the weather. A safer season starts with Morton. Visit MortonMelters.com for savings, tips, and where to buy. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone, 314-645-6840 to find out more, ARCAMidwest.com. But you've tried the others, now try ARCA, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.5? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.5%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.5.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.084, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Do you want to get more out of your multivitamin? Hi, everybody. McGraw Milhaven here. I want to tell you about Neovitin, a daily multivitamin and antioxidant supplement that not only gives your body a sensible dose of 20 different vitamins and minerals, but it also provides you with four separate antioxidants. These four antioxidants provide your body with additional nutritional support that many other multivitamins don't. It's like taking five different supplements in one. Neovitin is made right here in the U.S. by a certified good manufacturing practice facility, and a portion of the proceeds from the sale of Neovitin are donated to cancer charities and research. Neovitin is available at all Deerberg's pharmacies and Schnucks pharmacies by request, and for a full list of retailers and for more information, visit neovitin.com. That's N-E-O-V-I-T-I-N, neovitin.com. Deerberg's and Schnucks pharmacies by request or neovitin.com.
Don't miss The Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
Lynn Berry, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah!
Who knows his music?
Certainly some kind of music. One kind of music.
1, 2, 3.
How elementary it can be.
Oh, that's how elementary.
Boy, songs are so simple.
It's gonna be
so simple. Back to the phones. I see we have some holding and some who probably want to call but don't know the number. So here we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Unlike almost all other shows, in fact, I think all other shows, we don't care what you want to talk about. There's no screener to say, what is it you'd like to go on the air and discuss? We don't care. We don't care. Here's Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, when you were just talking about liver and onions, it reminded me of a story. My dad and I used to fly down to Vero Beach, Florida, to Piper Aircraft Company.
Mm-hmm.
And pick up little Cessnas and Cherokees once in a while and fly them back to St. Louis or to Kansas City. And he would do that as a little side job, you know. And we got weathered in near Atlanta one time for about 2 days. And when we got there, it was about 9 o'clock at night. We show up at the airport. And the guy gets us a ride into town. And we go to this little cafe, little hole-in-the-wall cafe, mom-and-pop place. And we said, hey, is it too late to get a sandwich or something? We were starving. The guy goes, you guys sit at the counter. I'm going to clean up the restaurant. He goes, if you sit at the counter, I'll give you our special, 2 for 1. We said, oh, great. And it was liver and onions.
Mm.
And I was about 9, and I was like, ugh, you know, I'm not going to eat this. But my dad finally forced me to take a bite, and, man, that was delicious. And I was just thinking the other day, you know, I don't know where you can get, like those little mom-and-pop places can just make certain foods just better than anybody, can't they?
But there's still places like that. They're out there.
They're out there. But you know, there's just some dishes like that. I don't see that very often at a regular restaurant or...
You know where you do see it, though, surprisingly, is a lot of high-end restaurants. The upscale restaurants. They serve liver and onions.
Like it's a specialty, like a comfort food or something. But,
yeah.
Well, that's it. It's a great show. Love listening to you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Well, you just used an expression, and everybody's heard it, but for some reason just now, I just started thinking, why is that an expression, and what does it mean? It was a hole-in-the-wall place. Well, what the heck does that mean? A hole-in-the-wall?
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know if it means it's a small place. It kind of reminds me of... you know, when I think of a place like that, I always think of a tinier place or an older place.
Or dingy, maybe, dark.
But to think of a literal hole, like a bullet hole in the wall, it doesn't make any sense. But
well,
a lot of things don't make sense.
Hole in the wall gang, you know, back with the...
the knot hole gang?
It didn't make sense either.
Dan, I'm not talking to you.
Fine. Wow, Michael.
Good one. Good one, Michael. You know what? Sometimes you just have to put people in their place.
You do. Hey, thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Michael. It's a little hole in the wall. I don't know. Virgil. Don't know too many people named Virgil. Hello, Virgil.
Hey, Frank, I'm aiming the PM.
Yeah. In fact, come to think of it, I don't know anybody named Virgil, but now I know you. What can we do for you?
When I was thinking about that plane, train, and automobiles, and the funniest part of that movie that I think is when they're laying in bed together and he asks him where his hand is.
The pillows.
He tells them between two pillows and they jump up and they have to man up, you know, next to each other.
Yeah.
But then I was listening to the show, I think it was last week, and Tim Weiland was talking about his battle with diverticulitis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I almost had to pull the car over when he was doing his traffic report at 6 o'clock.
Oh, no.
And I think he was having a little stomach issue.
He was, Virgil. A lot of people sometimes think that we put sound effects in the thing. That was actually Tim's colon.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
The microphone picked it up.
It was
hilarious. I swear I almost had to pull my car over.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We don't go for that kind of thing. Yeah. But if you enjoyed it, that's great.
All right. Thanks, Virgil. Right.
Thank you, Virgil.
I remember that.
Oh, our friend Mohammed's on here. Hello, Mohammed.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm all right.
Mohammed gets it.
Apologizing for not calling you guys and wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. That's my favorite holiday.
No need to apologize.
How was your Thanksgiving? I heard you've been in Vegas.
I was in Las Vegas. Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
I never been, but this is one of the bucket lists. I will go someday.
Good. Okay. You have to go. You have to go. So, because that's a place where nobody is out of place, if that makes sense. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, where you're from, what your accent is, how you're dressed. Nothing.
Are you making fun of my accent, Frank?
Yes. Yeah. Nothing matters. No, nothing matters in Vegas. There are people in Vegas who don't even speak one word of English. Your English is very good. The great thing about Las Vegas is nobody cares about what anybody else looks like or does.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
So you'll have to go someday.
How is your Homeland show in HBO? Are you still follow up with it?
I watch it every week. Every week.
It's getting quirky, Frank. A little bit quirky, like the most terrorist person inside the United States, and he shaved his beard and his mustache, and he's inside the United States, and the CIA doesn't know about it. Come on.
Hey, Look, for those who don't know the show, what he's talking about is there's a congressman in the show who's actually, he was turned while he was prisoner of war. So he's literally working for the terrorists inside the country. And one of the big top dog terrorist leaders is in this country. And he shaved his, so you wouldn't recognize him. And what Mohammed's saying is, how could he ever get in the country? Let me tell you something. I don't doubt for a minute. There are people capable of producing such authentic looking credentials, and they do it for the CIA people all the time. Passports, driver's license. I don't doubt for a minute that anybody could get in this country if they have the right connections and the means to literally create a new identity.
Can I tell you a quick story? Listen,
sure.
2 seconds about me.
You can even tell me a long story. Go ahead.
Yeah, 2 years ago, like me and my wife, we go to Chicago a lot, and my two kids. And spring break 2 years ago, we flew to Chicago because I could not drive and I have to go back to work like in 2 days and they have 7 days. To make the story short, while I'm holding my little baby, she was in that time was 4 years old. Of course, your name is Mohammed. Doesn't matter how long you meet citizen. Doesn't matter if you have accent or not. Of course, with a big smile on my face, he asked me, do you mind if you step aside? I said, not at all. Absolutely. Okay, and that was fine. That's normal. I got used to that. But the problem is, and a mistake I did, that I came back, I flew back by myself, and I left my family in Chicago, and I came back to St. Louis, and that was a nightmare.
Yeah.
That was a nightmare. It's not only step aside, sir. No, step aside, and I went to the other room. It's dripped on everything. I say, why did you come by yourself? I say, because I have to work. Where's your family? I say, my family in Chicago. We have an apartment in Chicago. I said, so why you live there in Chicago? I said, because they have a week. So that's why I'm saying the most dangerous terrorists shave their beard and their mustache. And he's in the United States. Come on. But anyway, it is still interesting to me, but doesn't make sense.
Well, a lot of things don't make sense, but that's life. And you're in a great country. I believe you're a great guy. And everything else is just life.
I wish you wonderful guys Christmas, and I put my Christmas tree in the house, and I'm ready for Christmas. Enjoy it and have fun.
If you're very successful and you have a lot of money, would you get me something really expensive for Christmas?
If my name is like Khalifa Muhammad from Dubai, I will do.
Maybe if he wins Powerball.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Muhammad.
You're welcome, guys.
Dubai, that's a place that keeps coming up.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to me. But I got to tell you something. I'm scared to go over there. You know,
even though that's supposed to be, you know, like a civilized...
I don't care. You're still within
the
range of places you don't want to be near. I just... Right. I don't care if it's Las Vegas times three. I don't want to go there. We do a little business here. The folks at First Community Credit Union, about 3 or 4 years ago, decided to sponsor the yard sale for one quarter. It's sponsored by the quarter. So January through March, or April through June. And so they said, well, let's try it. Now, this was like literally 3 or 4 years ago. And then what was happening for 5 or 6 or 7 years was we'd change sponsors. And the next quarter, another sponsor would come along. Well, apparently you folks listening, enough of you have let First Community Credit Union know how much you appreciate the yard sale that for 3 or 4 years, they have just said, we'll just keep that slot. We will keep sponsoring the yard sale every Saturday. And I think it's been at least 3 years, maybe four. So thanks to you for letting them know you listen. Thanks to them for sponsoring it, because what happens is with a single sponsor, my dream would be to do a radio show like this one with one sponsor. One great big fat sponsor that had the money to pay for the whole hour. The whole hour. Each hour, one sponsor. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. But it can happen and does happen on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Paul Warner's the host. If you've never heard it, it's the best show, I think, the best show, and I think you will too, on the weekend, on the radio, anywhere. Because usually weekend radio is, they don't... put a lot of money or effort into it. Inside Out shows another exception, by the way. So thanks to First Community Credit Union, and then thanks to those of you who have changed where you do your banking because of this show. And thanks in advance to those of you who are going to change where you bank, and believe it or not, there are lots of you who will do that. Because once you really look into First Community Credit Union and how competitive their rates are and how great the service is, I think you'll be ready to switch. Why not? What reason do you have to keep banking where you're banking now? They don't know who you are. They really don't. They probably have to ask you every once in a while for some ID or something, even if you've been banking there for 10 years. You might want to start here. FirstCommunity.com. That's First Community Credit Union.
Let's see how traffic fares right now with Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. They've just cleared an accident that was on eastbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. Traffic still may be a little bit slow, though, from the Blanchette Bridge.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.UsedJewelryBuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to UsedJewelryBuyer.com.
Dear Honda, thanks for giving my boyfriend Jake a great deal during your Happy Honda Days sales event. He said it's the perfect time to get a new Civic. It could be because the dealers are giving great deals on new Civics, but I think it means he's ready to pop the question. Plus, with the money he saved, I'm thinking giant rock. Love, Shelley Evans, Nay Brown.
More happiness with every Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. Now's the time to get a great deal like 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on the 2012 Civic. Visit your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge has ordered tobacco companies to come close.